Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Gillette man who held his wife in his car against her will during a high-speed chase and sang Bad Boys, the theme to Cops, has been sentenced to at least 18 years in prison. Robbie C. Muller was sentenced to 11 to 18 years for kidnapping with a habitual criminal enhancement and 10 to 12 years for strangling a member of his household with another habitual enhancement, as well as 4 to 6 years for felony meth possession. His sentences will run concurrently. First Interstate Bank will be closed today as it celebrates its 5th annual Volunteer Day. The bank closes its branches so that its employees can volunteer at a nonprofit. The News Record reports employees will be helping at the public library, removing books from and cleaning the shelves, at the senior center delivering cookies to the homebound, and at Council of Community Services stocking food in the food pantry. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A red flag warning is in effect through this evening across the area. Warm temperatures, low relative humidity, and southwesterly winds will combine to create critical fire weather conditions. The Wyoming Air Quality Division has issued an air quality alert for wildfire smoke in effect through this afternoon. A Campbell County woman was killed in a head-on collision Monday afternoon. Bobby J. Underwood was driving south on Highway 1416 when she turned east onto Northern Drive, hitting a tractor trailer that was hauling asphalt. Underwood died instantly. The driver of the semi had minor injuries. The 12th annual Memory of the 8 Run is Friday at M&K Oil, honoring the 8 University of Wyoming cross-country runners killed in a car crash 21 years ago. The run is intended to be a reminder of the dangers of drunk driving. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.